All right, so we're going to be studying the teachings of Rabbi Nachman Mibreslov, the master of Simcha, the one who is known best for his wisdom about Simcha, teaching about Simcha from his beautiful Sefer Amidos. Let's see what advice he has to teach us. Chelek Rishon, Machmat Simcha Niftach Halev. When you're happy, your heart is opened. Makes a lot of sense, very intuitive, and yet a lot of people don't think about this. They don't realize that the reason they're feeling so closed off is because they're not happy, and if they felt happy, they would look at everything differently. This is especially important when it comes to shalom bias matters, when, you know, sometimes fights are happening, and the reason the fights are happening essentially is you're not making enough time for yourself to be happy. If you were to be happy, then a lot of the issues would be resolved on their own. Gimel. Barachot asimcha nitchazek koach asechel. When you say a blessing on a mitzvah, let's say kiddush, let's say tefillin, tzitzis, hamotzi, arguably maybe not hamotzi, but any bracha that you say before you do a mitzvah, mezuzah, nitchazek koach asechel. The intellectual koach strength is part of the seichel is strengthened. And food and drink is good, is a big reason to be happy. And to make far the sadness and the worries. So, in terms of joy making you happy, joy making you smarter, that's what we were talking about a minute ago, that we often don't realize the connection between the decisions we make and our emotional state, and if we're more besimcha, we'll also act more with wisdom. So the second point, often we don't realize just how privileged we are to have tons of food, to have no worries about food and drink and coffee and water, and we take it so much for granted, and Rabbi Nachman saying, no, use that as a reason to get happy. That itself is reason enough to be besimcha. Dalit. Al yedei tzedakah, when we give tzedakah, b'lev shalem, with a full heart, ba lidei simcha, will come to be happy. Often we think to ourselves, you know, when we're in a good mood, then we'll give tzedakah. That's true. What Rabbi Nachman is also saying is that when you give tzedakah with a full heart, that will actually bring joy to yourself. So you're in a sad mood, go out and go do a good deed. It doesn't have to be only money tzedakah. There are many ways to give tzedakah. And do that, and you'll bring joy to yourself. Al yedei eitzot tovos, shetiten tizkeh l'simcha. When you give people good advice, that will also help you be happy. Right, like we were saying a moment ago, it's not just about giving money, it's about giving your wisdom to others. That also, giving is one of the primary ways to be happy, as has been shown by modern psychology in many, many different ways. A study that I love to quote is, of course, that if college students were given $5 to spend on themselves versus $5 to spend on someone else, they turned out much happier at the end of the day when they gave that money to someone else. When you give to others, that produces true happiness. Okay. All right, keep going. My highlights of Nachman and Simcha. This one even has a song. Al yedei rikudim ve'atenuot she'ata oseh baguf nitorer lecha simcha. When you dance and you do movements, you get your body physically into it, that awakens your body to be happy. And again, modern science proves this. When you're moving your body, dancing, it could be exercise, sports, simply even a walk can help so much. That's how our bodies are trained to be. And when we're not giving them the exercise, the energy, the movements, the dancing that it needs, that we all must automatically sink into a state of sadness. So we need our vitamins of moving. And Rabbi Nachman saying, don't be afraid to move and dance. It's a key to happiness. Al yedei yira bahitlavus. When you fear God, so that will lead you to a place of enthusiasm. So it's interesting. Here he's on the flip side. Don't be too silly. A genuine fear of God can actually bring you to a genuine state of fiery passion for Hashem, which of course can, as you already mentioned, bring us to a state of joy when you're doing any mitzvah with full attention. Yudet. Al yedei kavanat alev basimcha. On a related note, when you do any action, especially mitzvah actions, with kavana, with intention, with awareness, that brings us to joy. One of the reasons perhaps why I love sports, when I'm playing my ultimate frisbee game, I'm completely focused on the game, nothing else is distracting me, and I'm in my zone. And being in that zone can totally help me be in a state of joy. Okay. More thoughts? Al yidei zemer tavo lidei simcha v'slavus. When we're singing, we're also going to come to a state of joy and enthusiasm. So, of course, singing and dancing are a perfect combo. Dancing awakens our emotions and awakens that feeling of connectedness to Hashem, especially on Shabbos Kodesh, where we're able to truly connect to Hashem almost primarily through song and dance and joy, especially in the beginning of Shabbos. Okay. Shishetesamech atatzadik. Wow, when you make a tzaddik happy, then that can actually help you serve Hashem with joy. That, I be honest, I'm not exactly sure what the deeper explanation is. You'd have to go to Likutei Maran for that. But I'm going to trust Rabbi Nachman on this one. Alidei bitachon basimcha. When you trust that everything's going to work out, ultimately, you will come to place of simcha. And obviously that makes a lot of sense. If you always remind yourself that everything's for the best and everything's going to work out all right, and we have full emuna, of course that will lead us to a place of joy and success. Many Rabbi Nachman stories that demonstrate this concept. If we have time, another time, Bezrat Hashem, tell some stories. Aldei knuas aguf ba'is lavas alev. Again, when you move your body on a physical level, the emotion will come soon afterwards. If you put yourself like leftovers, like you're not important, you don't make yourself the focus of attention. Oh, I need to be the star. I need to be this. Say, I'm just extra. You lower your ego a little bit, then you can come to a place of true enthusiasm and passion. Noted this before. By again, when you're happy, you actually get smarter. Says Rabbi Nachman. Chaf Gimel. Hagshamim yordim b'schus simchas chatan nekala. There's rain that comes down when there's joy by a chatan nekala. This is an interesting example of a physical effect that comes from a psychological action called choosing joy. Aydei simcha b'simchas torah zocha l'avod v'shem yitbarach ba'av. When we dance and are singing and are happy on simchas torah, it will help us come to serve Hashem b'simcha. All your land. It's the headquarters for Simcha. Kesh'esimcha ba'ala adam pitom bi'aduah she'evolo l'chasi Yeshua. You ever just have this feeling and you just suddenly get joyous, almost out of nowhere? Well, Rabbi Nachman says that that's a sign that the salvation is coming very soon. So, if you're happy, be more happy, because good things are coming. Mishu ragil b'schoik bi'aduah she'u rachog migdulos Hashem yitbarach. If you're always joking around, then you're far from God. It's interesting. Everyone seems to know Rabbi Nachman for his famous statement that once in a while, you can do jokes and be silly to get into a place of happiness. And it's true. He does say that. But if it's all the time you're just joking around, then ultimately it's only going to get you far from Hashem and not close, which is the goal of life. Okay. Second. A few more. Mishu sameach tamid ayideh zeh umatzliach. When you're always happy, that's how you'll be successful. Sean Anker has an amazing book just about this topic, about we used to think success leads to happiness. Now we realize happiness leads to success in every level, and test scores and business and the way that people like you and dates and everything. Being happy, choosing to make yourself happy is the source of success in life. When someone disgraces you, and you accept it with joy, you don't make a big deal about it, that will actually bring you to a state of joy and raise you up higher. So don't be too sad when someone disgraces you. When you say new insights, that makes Hashem happy. Amazing. All right. So, of course, Rabbi Nachman's not the only one who talks about simcha. Chassidus in general stresses the importance of choosing happiness to the best of our ability. And there's even a beautiful Kutzker Torah that Avraham Avinu, he was only able to pass his greatest test in life by the Akedah, because he was in a state of simcha. You see, you only get prophecy, says Rambam, when you're in a state of simcha. And he would not have heard the voice of Hashem calling to him to stop, not to sacrifice his son. He was only able to get there because of his bitachon Hashem and the simcha that he chose to have. So we're only able to overcome our challenges in life when we're in a state of simcha. Of course, it's not always easy, but that's the goal tamid. And I'm very aware that we're in the 3 weeks, and it's a time when we tone down some ways our outward expressions of happiness, like live music and instruments. But the truth is, dafka, during these days, it's important to stress that we always need to choose happiness, inner, real happiness. And not silliness, but inner happiness is always appropriate. And especially during these days when the mood might be a little bit down, it's important to mechazek that inyan. And so I think it's a great day to focus on this idea of simcha. So I bless everyone for the day of choosing joy. And please, you know, take a moment to write down one or two pieces of advice that Rabbi Nachman has given us, so that we can really choose joy every single day. Have a gevaldika simchadik Shabbos. Mitzvah gedayla liyais v'simcha, liyais v'simcha tamim.